Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Amazing to have you back again for another week. Before I get started on today's topic, I just wanted to kind of make acknowledgement of amazingness that has happened this week, especially or specifically in the travel tech space. It feels like the battle of the best travel techs has happened this past week. So I think it was either Monday or Tuesday, I want to say it was probably Monday, Travel Joy silently put out an update that it was adding itineraries on its platform. Amazing. As a longtime-ish user, I mean, I've been using Travel Joy since 2019. It was amazing to get something like that because it's something that we have been wanting for a really long time so that we wouldn't need an itinerary builder app and like have the expense of two apps. So Travel Joy this week added flight tracking itineraries where you can build out an itinerary. So they had the smart proposals feature, which was really nice. And I had been using that to put proposals together, but it didn't have like the full capacity to put like if one of my clients was going on a tour, the timing and all the specifics, like you could put it out, but it just wasn't organized really well, I guess. Same thing. There was no flight tracking. Now there's flight tracking. Similarly, you weren't able to, it was really just like this online thing and there was no place to be able to print it out or have like easy access to it. And now you can have PDF itineraries with Travel Joy. So I know for myself, and I kind of like really hate saying this too, I don't think I need an itinerary builder. I mean, I've only really been testing an itinerary builder for the past couple of months because I'm so cruise focused. I don't really use itinerary building. But to be able to use a builder was so nice for the handful-ish of FITs that I did handle per year. But now that the capacity is able to be done on Travel Joy, now I feel like if you are probably more heavy on the FITs, Travify still might be your tech of choice because Travify decided that they were announcing they were gonna add invoicing to their platform this week. And so invoicing just went live through Travify and their invoicing, I think it's directly through Stripe. So if you have a Stripe account, you can integrate that with your Travify account and create invoices there for your clients. So it's like I feel like each one of the travel techs is like, I'm going to up you on this and I'm going to up you on this and that. And I know I've been asked the question a couple times, like, well, which one would you choose or not? And I think I've kind of answered that question here. I think you kind of have to pick based on what features are important to you. Also, what looks better / functions better for you and your brain. Outside of the travel tech space, Instagram has been adding a couple really new features. So recently they had announced the whole, like you're going to be able to see what the Reels trends are in terms of like the trending audio. And there was one other thing, trending audio and something else. I can't really remember. I'm sorry. I think it was like what Reels trends are trending, but also what audios are trending. And then a couple days ago, they just announced that they were going to give you up to 5 links in your bio. This is like, you know, a lot of the tech just come out with features and functions because they think it's going to be cool or one up something else. And this is a feature that actually impacts the usability of Instagram because a lot of us have just been using those different link in bio types of programs, or we've been making a link in bio web page on our websites. To be able to access different web pages, because we do use a lot of tech in our businesses that can be a calendar tech for scheduling appointments with clients. It can be if we have like a group booking page and we want to send people like, hey, I have this group sailing or this group trip, check out this information. It can be sending them to the services page on your website. There's a lot of different links that we can utilize if you are a fellow podcaster like myself. This is also, you can send a link, sending them over to your podcasting page. So, but Instagram and many other platforms still do this, that they only allow one link in your bio. So now being able to have that ability to put up to five links opens that up without having the need to have like a one pager there. So that's really, or those are really, I feel like the biggest like updates and changes that are happening within the travel industry. If you know of any others, please feel free to drop a comment over in the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Facebook group, because I always want to be in the know of all the things that are happening in the travel space. But other than that, let's get on to the know, like, trust factor. I know that this is like a buzz phrase you hear many of us using there, the know, like, trust. And when I say know, it means K-N-O-W, like I know you. Like is that I like you. And trust is obviously that I trust you. And why really that is important in your travel business. And I think like this is also like one of the basic things, especially when you're marketing your business and when you're in business, that it needs to be like a foundational item that you really put a lot of pillars or poles or however you want to say it into, because people cannot know about your business like they unless they know about you, unless there's some sort of marketing that's out there that is increasing the visibility and the awareness that you and your business even exists, and that it exists to help them in the exact problem that they need assistance with. And so what are you doing to build that awareness, build that know? How are you meeting people? If you don't start out with the no, there really isn't a reason for people to like and trust you, because they don't even know you. So how can they like and trust you if they don't even know you? And I think like this has really been on the forefront recently, because one of my clients has really been struggling with this the past couple of months, that they got busy, and they stopped working on the no factor, and their sales / the decline of their sales is really hitting them, because they didn't work on that or consistently build upon that or keep doing the no stuff, the meat stuff. So if you are not consistently, and I think it's a two factor, because I keep talking about how you need to be meeting people, whether it's ideal clients or referral partners, but the second part of that really is that you have to do a spectacular job for your clients in order for them to refer you, so that you can do less of the meeting. Because if you can build a business around constantly getting referrals in because you've done a really great job and people want to sing your praises and they become like your fan base telling other people about you, it just makes your job easier. Now, I will say like you should not ever completely stop the meeting, even if it's maybe stopping the meeting new clients. There should be some form of like meeting new referral partners and meeting new collaborators, so that you can generate business in new and creative ways that maybe is not your primary funnel or your sales pipeline of generating business. There's different things that you can do that are not necessarily, I meet you, we make a sale, the end, you're going to make another sale and another sale and another sale. There's a little bit more to that. So how are you meeting people? How are people able to create a relationship with you? I always talk about networking events, but it's even, is there something, and I talked about this with my students inside Marketing Business School earlier this week, is there something that you have in common, a passion? I've talked about like different health groups that I've been a part of and have talked to people about creating a trip specifically with that type of group of people. So is there an affinity? We always hear that term affinity when we're talking about groups that is similar to you or that you are a part of that you can maybe collaborate or create some sort of amazing group type of travel program that benefits everyone, that they're able to travel and that they're able to experience this. Maybe this is the little nerdy in me and gets a little excited about this, but maybe this is like a TV show nerdy group and you're going to visit all the different sites overseas. Or I have even heard recently somebody, your travel business is unique and individual to you, your needs, and your client's needs, which means your marketing strategy needs to be the same. If you're done trying every marketing tactic out there with no avail, then it's time to join us in Marketing Business School. A community of your fellow peers is waiting to support you in your entrepreneurial journey. Receive a monthly marketing education session from yours truly, along with a process party to finally work on those workflows and SOPs, and a Tech Talk Q&A session. To get in on the action, head on over to travelbiztraining.com to enroll today. Learning more about pickleball so that they can get into the pickleball circle of reference, circle of influence, so that they can sell those types of trips to their clients. So I think like that's really one of the best ways that you can build the know factor for people to know who you are, that you exist, that your business exists, and what your business does, is to really put yourself out there in some way. This can be sending out an email. This can be being a patron of somebody else's business. What can you do first to cultivate the relationship first with that in mind first, that you are leading with out of like a servant's heart, to and then kind of be like, hey, actually, I think this can benefit, this relationship can benefit us all. And I feel like if you really come out of it that way, it's more of one of those honey tactics as opposed to a vinegar tactic. You're going to attract so many more people if you come out of it with a level of wanting to serve and be helpful than being like, I just want to sell you some cruises, or I just want to sell you some tours, or I just want to sell you X, Y, and Z within the travel space. The next part of the no like trust is obviously the like. And I don't want to focus on like everybody needs to like you, because everybody does not need to like you. I really want to focus on you are an individual human being. You have wonderful imperfections about you. You have, just like I am a nerd for like Marvel and Game of Thrones and Witcher and all things like nerdy fandomy, I know that you have your own nerdiness. There is something that gets you like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like maybe it is gardening. Maybe it's playing tennis. Maybe it's cars. Maybe it's going to the best beaches. Maybe it is getting your hair done every week. There's something that is special inside of you that really, like when people think about you, what is something that they can easily identify with? If you did not know, I have a Nightmare Before Christmas half bathroom downstairs in my townhome. That is something that like people can easily identify me with, that I love travel and I love Nightmare Before Christmas. So what is that one thing that you can use almost as a marketing tactic to kind of connect with other people? Because it is those things that we like and hold dear and that we value that are the things that we can connect with other people. And this is how that like factor is created. What are the things in common that we have that I can be like, oh, she likes Nightmare Before Christmas too? That's my peeps. I like her. Like, you want to hang around people that like similar things to you. And not only like similar things, it's not like you have to like all the same things or think the same way. It can just be little things here and there. Like, if I remember, I bonded with somebody over a paper planner system called the Happy Planner. So there's different things like that too. And aren't like, there's different uniquenesses within us that you're like, oh, that person is a fan of the color purple. That means that person is a really great person. Like, we have all these different beliefs within ourselves of like, oh, that person, they like gray. Gray is not the best color. And so you have like different thoughts and opinions based on the different likes that we all have individually. But how can you connect and create a relationship based on the likes? And that does mean that you have to put a little bit of yourself out there. Put a little bit of yourself out there, because the more that you put out there, the more people that are like, oh my gosh, I have found my exact person. And that's how you also can filter through the clients that you want to work with and those that you don't want to work with, is by sharing some of these things that you like and value, because the ones that are similar will flock to you. The ones that are not go away. They kind of like self-elect or self-find out, yeah, this person's probably not for me. Let me go somewhere else. And it's okay if they don't choose you, because I firmly also believe that no's do open up the door to yeses. So that is what I would say is the like factor, like really building that relationship to be like, I like this person. I think they're pretty cool. Then the final factor is trust. I would also say, actually, before going in, I feel like is also appearances of what your branding gives them can be a little bit of a factor to them. Because I do know, like, if I'm searching on the Googles or on the social medias, and if there's like a style or aesthetic and branding that I'm like, oh, that doesn't really speak to me, I will probably find another service provider myself. So that's just another thing to stay in tune of when we're talking about like physical things of like, this doesn't have anything to do with what the person physically looks like. This is more their branding and what are they putting out there in terms of content. And then is the trust. And I mentioned that with like, because if we're looking at Google, I always like to use the plumber reference. If I put plumber near me, Google's gonna pop up with a list of options for me. So that is how I know who the different plumbers are that are near me. Like, I can see by what types of content they're putting out, also their personality that's in their content. And trust, I can trust somebody based on how many reviews they have, what types of reviews they have, what people have said through their reviews. So trust is really when you are cultivating that relationship. And see, a Google relationship is going to happen much quicker than another type of relationship, because Google is hot, filled with hot, warm leads. Like, they know what their problem is, they need it solved now, and Google's going to get them to that answer. Whereas when you're cultivating relationships through networking or through social media, it's going to take a little bit longer because people need to build up a little bit to trust you. But things like reviews and testimonials help up that trust factor a little bit more. But also things like being consistent, and also not only like consistent timing wise and how often you're doing something, but consistency in your messaging. Because I'm just going to throw out an example. If you say, oh my gosh, I don't like mornings. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, mornings are the best thing. People are going to be like, wait, what? Like, you just said you didn't like mornings. And that's not the best example. I'm talking, I guess, like more on controversial-ish type stuff. That like there's some sort of congruency within your brand that, yep, Rita loves marketing, and Rita's going to always talk about loving marketing or some aspect about marketing. If you hear me say that I do not like marketing, Either I'm trying to be controversial or somebody has abducted my body. Just a heads up. So a trust, there has to be a trust factor, because especially with clients, I don't even want to say high-end clients, clients that have been saving money for many, many years to take the dream trip of their lives, they are entrusting a lot of money with you. Whatever that amount is, it's a lot of money to them. They are entrusting and having expectations that they're going to have an amazing experience with you. And that is not something to be toyed with. That is like a huge responsibility to have, that somebody who has spent however little or however many time to earn this money, to be able to give to you, to have an amazing time, like that's a responsibility. That is a huge trust, and that is not something to be taken lightly. So what are the things that you are doing to earn the trust? Not only that you're offering like a really great experience, but that connecting, that relationship. I know so many people who have personal relationships with their clients, and I think that's an amazing thing, because not only like that, those personal relationships are what cultivate raving fans, but they keep people coming back to you, but they also become your little cheerleaders, and that they're like, hey, you need to sail with Shirley because she has the most amazing group cruises and I always have a blast with her every single time. And that helps build the trust. Not only that they've been able to create a relationship with you and they think and they see that you're the real deal, but if somebody else has been able to affirm that to them, woo, that is spectacular. So I hope that helps to kind of break down a little bit of what exactly is this know-like trust factor that we talk about a lot in marketing and a lot about being successful in your business, that people have to know you. You can't just like be in your house doing business from your office. And if you are, what are you doing to virtually get out of your shell, because you can't just wait around for sales to happen? What are you doing to get people liking you, being a little bit vulnerable, putting yourself out there, putting your quirks and weirdness out there? And then finally, through the consistency and then through doing amazing jobs, how are you able to get people to trust you so they enlist you as a service provider that they want to work with on their next trip? I hope that this has been super helpful with you. Please let me know if there's any other topics you would like me to go through in the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur podcast. I will see you next week. Have a great one. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.